This is a demonstration of Flip4Mac.
The Bible, friends, tells us about the wonderful grace of God. The grace of God says that brings salvation, and it has appeared to all men. This thing, Bible says too, it was not done in a corner. It was done before the whole world. God sending His Son into the world in the likeness of sinful flesh, but yet without sin. Jesus, the Son of God, who came and who brought the grace of God and the truth of God to us. The Bible says that the law, God's law, came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace, you see, as opposed to punishment, you might say, is what's offered to you in the gospel. Grace, you see, is what you don't deserve, and punishment is what we all deserve. Every single one of us, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. There's not a man born of a woman who has not sinned, broken God's law. But then, of course, sinners by our very natures. So you see, we're all condemnable, and naturally speaking, all under the condemnation of God as a result of our sinful state and condition. And so God would be justified in punishing us, in packing us off, every one of us, to hell. It's what we really deserve. But of course, punishment doesn't alter people. Hell doesn't change people. It doesn't make them good. It doesn't make them sorry for their wrongdoings. It doesn't bring them to repentance. Punishment, more often than not, hardens people, makes them worse. What happens when you send somebody to prison? Doesn't it make them, the most of them, 99% of them, doesn't it make them worse, harder, more cynical, more evil than ever they were before? Punishment, you see, isn't supposed to transform people. That's all it is, just punishment. But God, you see, in the gospel, He offers grace. The grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men.
This is a demonstration.
God offers men and women grace instead of punishment. The undeserved favor of God and the grace of God, which brings salvation to the souls of men and women, brings a transformation of the heart and life. When you know that God has forgiven you, you know that for the sake of another, Jesus Christ, who bore the punishment in your place, friends, that's the transforming grace of God, the amazing grace of God in sending His Son Jesus Christ into the world to accomplish what punishment never could do. So God, the grace of God, it has appeared, but you see, where has it appeared? In the gospel. In the sending of Jesus Christ into the world, in His coming, His living and loving and dying, rising again from the dead. It's revealed in the gospel, as is the righteousness of God. The revealed righteousness of God that is credited to men and women who repent of their sin, who embrace the gospel, who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation. It brings salvation to them instead of the punishment deserved. It's the grace, it's the free favor of God, the undeserved favor of God that brings salvation. It has appeared to all men, all mankind, the world. For God sent His Son into the world.
This is a demonstration.
Not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. But appeared, of course, that grace has not appeared to all men head for head, but those who hear the gospel as you do this day. For those in lands and nations such as yours, to whom the gospel is brought, the gospel is given.
This is a demonstration.
But of course, that increases your responsibility to believe the gospel, to repent of your sin and turn to God through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. How you doing? I'm all right. Yeah, you? Good. Are you a believer, sir? Huh? Yeah, good. Nice to hear it. What are you doing?
This is a demonstration of
God. Okay. You know what? God ought to take a bit of responsibility for His followers first.
Oh, He does.
When He gets them in order,
He
then we might believe it. But personally, I think He's either evil, doesn't exist, or has no control at all.
Madam, you need to repent and believe the gospel.
No, I don't.
Oh, you do. You really do.
An evil bastard who rapes girls.
No, that's men that do that. It's men that do that, madam.
He wasn't married to Mary. It's Mary was underage.
It's the wicked, evil men that
this
do that.
This is a demonstration of look for man.
Pardon?
God
is good. God is good.
God doesn't exist.
Oh, you know different than that.
No, I don't.
Oh, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, you do.
Why should I?
Eh?
Why should I?
Because it's not that you should, you do. You already know that He exists. Yeah.
There is no evidence that God exists.
There isn't?
No, none at all.
You've looked in the mirror.
That's not an evidence of God. That's an evidence of an illusion.
No, it's a woman made in the image of God.
No.
There's not an ounce of justification for evil. Give me one ounce of justification.
40,000 million years of
Prove God. Sorry, I don't need to.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
As much as
I'm not giving you
evolution.
Any proof at all. Listen to me.
No.
Where do you get... Tell me where do you get knowledge from in an evolutionary worldview?
Where do you get God from?
Where do you
in
get
a
knowledge
book that
from?
Doesn't exist.
No, where do you get knowledge? Tell me, where do you get knowledge from in an evolutionary worldview?
This is a demonstration.
You get knowledge from fossils, from the way that the world has progressed, from looking at the stars.
That's matter. You don't get knowledge from matter.
Well, where do you get your knowledge of God from? The Bible, because
You get knowledge from an intelligent mind.
Only. We've all got intelligent minds. That
only.
Doesn't mean God exists.
Only.
No, it doesn't mean it's all objects. It doesn't mean God exists.
You don't get knowledge out of matter.
Well, yeah? You explain to me then what God is doing to bring His followers into life, if He exists.
Well, He will judge. He has made it clear.
No, now.
Let me answer your question?
I don't want any of your. Answer for on Judgment Day. I want now.
Can you let me answer my question?
Yes, go on.
Your question?
Go on.
Yeah. God has told us clearly in His Word that judgment begins with the house of God. Right?
No, exactly.
Let me finish.
Go on then, it's a cop out.
You ask questions, do you want answers or not?
Go on then.
Huh?
You don't want
answers. It's not a cop out at all.
It is a cop out.
His wrath, yeah?
Yeah.
Is against His own people
when
they sin. Pardon?
Well, when's He going to show it then?
Well, haven't you got eyes to see? Haven't you got ears to hear?
What's he done about all the Islams? Because basically they support the same God.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. It's the same God.
They are religious idolaters. They are religious idolaters.
Go on then.
Can you start? Can I see you?
Yes, right.
I go to a cemetery and I speak in grace of newborn children that died.
Yep. Yeah.
3,000 died last year.
There's more than that. I'll give
how
you.
Can you of what mysterious ways does God do then that allows women to go through that suffering?
I'll give you a demonstration. 10 million unborn infants slaughtered in the name of abortion since 1967.
But doesn't God give free will?
No.
Doesn't he got
no? Man's lost his free will. Man has lost his free will.
So, but you only,
but it,
you,
so explain, explain the only, to their children then.
The only will
explain
that
the mother giving birth to a child. Yeah. The woman in your life, and she gives birth to your child, and it dies.
Yes.
Within a few seconds.
This is a demonstration of
Explain to me how that's God's plan.
It's the root and the fruit of sin, sir.
So the mother's sin death
came in. Death came into the world as the result of one man's sin.
Basically, they've got no.
The wages of sin is death.
The
wages of sin is death.
You don't want. About life and
you don't want the answer.
You don't want to listen to it.
The abortion baby is as innocent as the one that's died at birth, isn't it?
This is
the judgment of God on you, son. 10 million.
All I can say is
10 million children slaughtered.
Clever,
on the altar of your sexual pleasure.
When it could have come down and proved, if nobody has sexual pleasure and nobody has children, then the world would in it finish.
Yeah, and I guess it
would. What's nice is that?
I guess it would too if they were all sodomites, huh?
That's a load of crap. You are saying that.
Well, how could they be? How could they? How can they reproduce?
None of us would exist without sex, right?
You are saying that sex is evil. You've just said that those children have died as a result of sexual pleasure and sin.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I did not say that.
Did he not say that children have died because of a result of sexual pleasure and sin?
I said abortion. No, I didn't.
Well,
I said abortion.
Well, answer his question then. What about the children? What about the children who die as soon as they're born?
Sin is the root.
This is a demonstration.
Death came into the world as a result of one man's sin.
But how does that newborn child?
Why should he pay then?
How could it prevent its death?
Why should he pay?
It's conceived in sin.
Same as you are.
That's why you have to be born again, That's why you have to repent and believe the gospel, because you're a sinner by nature. You were born in sin, you were conceived in sin. You're a sinner before you left your mother's womb.
So you're saying we're all, that's what I'm going back to, you're saying sex is sin.
Sorry?
You're saying sex is
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are saying sex is sin. Well, how do you have sex then sin?
Within the confines of holy matrimony, it is not sin.
So these children be born...
Outside of it, it is.
These children be born in holy matrimony and they've been stillbirth. You're saying it's as a result of sin.
Yes.
So you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
The wages of sin
is death.
And one day
you will die, madam, too. And you'll stand before a holy and righteous, sin-hating God, and you'll give account even for this very day for your rebellion against Him. Repent and believe the gospel, ma'am, and receive the love of God. Repent and believe the gospel, madam. Receive the love of God. So as I was saying before, I was somewhat interrupted. Where was I? Oh yes, salvation that has appeared to all men. Well, going back to the questions that were answered, maybe are asked, maybe perhaps I could take them up. You know, death comes to us. You know, one lady did ask me the question some while back. She said, why do people have to die? You know? Well, I guess a couple of generations ago, everybody would know the answer to that question. It's the wages of sin, you know? Sin came into the world by one man, our first parents, Adam and Eve. Adam in particular. And so death came to him because God said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, the forbidden fruit, thou shalt surely die. Adam died spiritually, and as a result of that, had to die physically. But that sin nature, you see, has passed on each and every generation, all the way down to today, and all the way to the end of the age. We all have to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. Now some children, yes, they die at birth.
This is
some die in childhood, in teenage. Some of us die in old age, some in middle age, you know. No guarantee as to the time given to us. But here's the thing, friend. It is appointed unto man once to die. We all die. Every one of us will die. But that's not the end of it. That's not the end of it. After this, the judgment.
This is
and that's why you need the gospel. Because the only answer to the death, the only answer to the judgment of God is the gospel of God. God, in His compassion, in His kindness, His grace and mercy, He has given us an out. He has given us an escape. He has given us the good news concerning His Son, Jesus Christ. That through Him that we might have eternal life. That our rebellion against God might be brought to an end. But you hear such blasphemy. You hear such rebellion against God and against His gospel, against His Son, Jesus Christ, as you heard just a few moments ago. Why? Because of the sin nature of men and women's hearts. Born in iniquity.
This is a demonstration.
Born in rebellion against God right from the day one. But if that rebellion continues, if that hostility, that enmity against God continues on to the end of your course, you die in a state of enmity against God, then you're faced with nothing but the judgment of God. The carnal mind cannot be subject to the law of God. That's an impossibility. You must be born again, Jesus said. Only then will a man, a woman be in submission to the divine law, the commandments of God, the gospel of God, the good news, the grace of God that brings salvation, takes away the judgment and brings salvation.
This is a demonstration.
Brings hope.
A
an eternal, everlasting life brings the grace of God that changes the heart, changes the destiny of men and women. Yes, children and adults alike, their salvation, friends, by the grace of God, there is salvation from the God that you know exists.
This is
just the same as I do.
It's
manifest in you. He has shown it unto you. You even clearly understand that God is. But you hold the truth in unrighteousness. You suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because of that evil heart of unbelief. Because of that state and condition in which you were born. Because of that corrupt nature that is biased against God. An enmity against God. But it's only the grace of God. You reject the grace of God, the free gift of God, then you reject the salvation of God. You're left as you are, as you were conceived, as you were born, as you live, to die in your sin if you do not believe that I am He, the Savior of the world, says Jesus. You will die in your sin, and that's the worst tragedy that could ever befall you, to fall out of this world in your sin. Oh, do repent. Do repent, I implore you, and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God's grace and love and power to change, to transform, to take the rebellious spirit out of you and give you a new heart that's submissive to God, loves holiness, righteousness and truth. Oh, the grace of God. that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly
in this present world.
Because there's another world to come. This world's not the end of it, and you know that. Hope for this world and the world to come. Hope that you do not have presently, but that is offered to you in the gospel, in the good news. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who bled and died for sinners, rose again from the dead, alive and alive forevermore. And friends, the Savior, the Redeemer of all those, all men who believe, who repent and believe the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Trust in God.
This is a demonstration.
Only believe. Thou canst believe everything is possible to him that believeth. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, that is, shall be saved from sin's penalty, from its power, by the grace of God. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Repent and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You'd like to have a copy of God's word. Check these things out for yourself. See that they are so according to God's holy word.
This is a demonstration.
You would like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, precious soul.
This is a demonstration of fruitfulness.